Blogtalkradio.com.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show. This is Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us this evening at 855-450-3733. You can also call us on Skype. Our Skype name is lrn.fm, and you are listening to the Free Talk Live Sunday show. And we've been talking about healthcare in the U.S. and what a mess it is. And before, in the last hour of the show, you may not have caught this if you don't get all 3 hours of the show live. And if you don't, you can call your local radio station and ask them to put on the first hour if you don't get that right. But anyway, we were just talking about the state of healthcare spending in the U.S. and basically the fact that health insurance is becoming and has become a wealth transfer program from young and healthy people to old and unhealthy people.
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to, is people. I didn't have health insurance in my 20s, in my 30s. Maybe my very late 30s. I had health insurance for about 18 months, just around the time that my son was born, enough to screw up the billing situation with my wife at the hospital, because even though my health insurance wouldn't pay because it was simply catastrophic, the fact that I had health insurance meant that I didn't get the cash discount of like 20%.
Oh, man.
So, we have something on file here. You don't get that. But it doesn't pay. It doesn't matter. So that was really, really delightful for me, I've got to say. But I don't have health insurance now. I try to live the best life I can. Certainly I'm not the best off, but at some point or another, I'm going to get it. But this is a decision that people have to make for themselves.
You know, health insurance is unlike any other kind of insurance. When you think of car insurance, you think, okay, car insurance is for if I have a big accident and something really bad, if I total my car, you know, or if something really bad happens to my car and I really need some repairs done that are very expensive. You don't think of car insurance as covering oil changes,
you know,
gas, the things that you need to do every week or every month to keep your car running. But that's what health insurance has become. It's become something that covers all your prescriptions that you get every month, every time you need to go to the doctor for whatever reason.
Yeah, it would be easier to go to the gas station and not have to pay for gas. But once the government mandates all those things, the cost of a gallon of gas is going to go up.
It might be easier, but you'd be paying, you know, $100 for a $50 tank of gas, you know, or more. You'd probably be paying $1,000 for a $50 tank of gas.
Part of the problem, too, is with health insurance. If you don't have it, if you don't have that card, if you don't have, and you walk into a hospital, you get treated differently. And
they're thinking, how can we get this person out as fast as possible?
Yep.
Right?
I mean, they don't take you seriously. It's the first question that comes up on any situation, any medical situation, is do you have health insurance? And when
they can't refuse, the hospitals can't refuse treatment to somebody who doesn't have insurance, but they don't want to keep them around.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you also, conversely, when they find somebody with health insurance, I've seen reports on like 60 Minutes and that sort of thing where, basically you're supposed to run this many tests and that sort of thing. So essentially the claim is
we'll give you
overbill
this
them.
Test, whether
they run the bill,
or not.
No doubt about it. So, but at least in that case, they're still taking you seriously as to where otherwise, it's such a crazy thing to where, it's amazing how much a little piece of plastic means, you know, to something that is the single most important thing to you, your health.
Right. And so sadly, there are so many mishaps. And when you're talking about life and death, it's no longer a mishap. It's medical errors. You know, it's things that really affect people's life and lives and people's health, mistakes that are made in healthcare. And you hear horror stories of people who go into hospitals because they have some pain or they get a cut or something like that, and they pick up a life-threatening infection in the hospital that they would have never gotten if they didn't go to that hospital. Or somebody injects them with the wrong
dose of
drug.
Hospitals are full of people, dying people with diseases. That's a...
Right.
I hate hospitals.
It's a last-ditch effort, as far as I'm concerned, to go to one of those places. I need to have a bone showing if I'm going to be going into a hospital.
Yeah. So, it seems like, from the people who I talk to, their idea is, well, just try not to get sick. That's pretty much all you can do when we have a broken healthcare system that's not serving the needs of the so-called customers, you know, the patient. Don't get sick as much as you can, but sometimes you just can't help it.
I think what, or at least what I'm hoping is going to happen is it's on the news all over the place where a lot of these doctors are just walking away and accepting cash, you know, instead of, you know, because of Obamacare directly.
They'll make that illegal soon enough.
Soon enough. But I would hope that, you know, you just kind of get this network of doctors, and they might even create their own kind of little health insurance system within this network of, you know, call it UPO underground, practice. But anyway, and then, you know, maybe people could just buy into that. But yeah, you're right. It'd become illegal, and I could just picture, sadly, probably SWAT teams breaking into, you know, somebody getting a surgery.
One thing that's been happening for, a long time, like more than 10 years, I would say, because I remember 10 years ago people were talking about this. Doctors were opting out of accepting Medicaid, and because they just didn't want to deal with it.
You know,
the reimbursements were super low. They weren't able to make ends meet. They might not get paid for 6 months to a year after the billing happened, and they'd have to be fighting with everybody. And the prices are essentially fixed. You know, you can't negotiate with the government.
No.
Then the insurance companies base their rates for reimbursement for different things on the government rates. And so it's really not as lucrative to be a physician as it once was, or as people may perceive it to be. But there were a lot of doctors who were saying, okay, well, I'm just going to opt out, and I'm not going to accept Medicaid. Yeah. And in some places, they've made it illegal to do that because all the doctors were doing it. So then they force them to stay in the system, and, you know, the spiral of laws just keeps increasing and going out of control, and, you know, the costs go up for everybody. They have to do something to pass those costs on to someone. So who do they have left to pass it on to? The young and healthy people.
Right. Well, and any of the costs that the government bears are going to be passed off to the unborn, frankly. You know,
definitely.
People that don't exist right now are going to be paying the interest on this. Something I'd like to point out is you know, some people don't like this system, the Obamacare system, but they'd like to see a single payer. And one of my concerns is when you start messing with the marketplace, and every other industrialized nation on the planet has single payer healthcare or some kind of thing like that. Well, that messes with the economy. It messes with the numbers. It messes with the profits of these companies that provide healthcare. So what we've seen, it's interesting, the healthcare costs in the United States have risen as countries around the world have provided healthcare to their to their citizens.
Let me finish making my point.
What I'm just guessing, this is a guess, I don't have numbers to back it up, is that those people are getting, their government is using their strength to get lower rates for health care from those medical providers, and that the profits that they need to operate, they may very well be taking from United States citizens, because this is the only free health care market. And I say free, I shouldn't say that at all. This is the least limited industrialized nation. It's the largest profit center in the world, so they're just taking the money here where they need to do research and development to have innovation.
But there are so many elements of the U.S. Healthcare system that are socialized, essentially, though.
Sure.
I mean, so much of the spending comes from Medicare and Medicaid, which is for, you know, old people over 65 and people who are poor, you know. Mm-hmm. And a lot, I think it's over 50%, well over 50%, in the 55% range of healthcare spending that actually comes from the government. When you combine those with the VA, and then various state programs.
It's more than 50% before the Obamacare thing came in, and now essentially with a government mandate, it's really going to be impossible to quantify with people being, I guess those are the health care dollars as opposed to health insurance dollars, so maybe they won't be able to tell the difference. I don't know.
Yeah, and I mean, people say, there are some people who are proponents of socialized medicine who say, oh, well, isn't it great that everyone over 65 has coverage with Medicaid? And actually, there are studies that show that there are some places, like just some localities in the U.S., where they have similar, you know, populations, but in one city they spend twice as much as the other one on Medicaid spending, and it doesn't improve health outcomes. They're just doing more tests. So you can spend a lot of money and throw a lot of money at the problem. It doesn't mean people are getting healthier. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Tell us about your experiences with the healthcare system in the U.S. if you can live through the commercial break.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. It's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Glad that you're joining us tonight. You can call the show at 855-450-3733 or on Skype. Get us at lrn.fm. You can send us a contact request, and then you'll be free to hit us up by Skype. And, hey, I want to let you know about listen.freetalklive.com. If you're looking for all the different ways you can get Free Talk Live in your ears in one convenient place, look no further than listen.freetalklive.com. It's got a list of our radio affiliates, the satellite, the webcam, the listen lines, and the live streams all there for you in one place.
A lot of people have asked me how to get bitcoins, and you know, up until recently, it hasn't been that particularly easy to get bitcoins. There's kind of a dry spell there after crypto exchange and BitInstant went dark. Where did you get bitcoins? And now you can go to cashintocoins.com and get bitcoins. It's really quite easy. I did it myself, and if I can do it, probably anybody listening can do it. Mm-hmm. If you go to cashintocoins.com, they've got a very sort of user-intuitive site with which that you can go and order some bitcoins. You go to a local bank, that it may be a Wells Fargo or a Bank of America or a credit union with shared branching. That's an important terminology to use. It's shared branching. You're going to have to use that term when you ask. Call ahead. That way you're not just heading off to some random credit union thinking, oh, I'll just be able to deposit there, because that's not going to work out. But you take the bank account number of cashintocoins.com. You deposit money there up to $2,500. You don't need any kind of identification. They never asked me for anything. Went in there, deposited money for whatever amount of money I deposited. They never asked me anything. So it makes it really quite easy to do. So they also have recently lowered their rate. You can donate some of your fee to charity now. And as always, orders under $40 carry no fee, because they want you to try it out. They want you to get some Bitcoin and possess it for yourself. Cashintocoins.com.
Very cool. Okay. Brian, what's this about a crack kingpin grandma? Tell me more about that.
Sure. This is from Gawker, and it's arrest.
Of course it's from Gawker.
which Gawker's pretty hit or miss at times, I got to admit. They can really get outlandish, but I think this is outlandish in an interesting way. Arrest of crack kingpin grandma made upstate town even more dangerous. Residents of a small street on the east side of Buffalo, New York, say their neighborhood has gone downhill following a massive drug bust that snared a 58-year-old grandma kingpin who had family members slinging crack out of five different houses on Deschler Street.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, she had a little empire going on here. It's pretty impressive.
That's true.
Teresa Anderson, a 58-year-old grandmother, was the crack kingpin of her corner of Buffalo for 12 years, according to authorities. Her operation, the Anderson Drug Trafficking Organization, has run out of five Deschler Street homes that she purchased and moved her family members into. Although Anderson was selling hundreds of grams of crack cocaine in a 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week operation, neighbors say they felt safer before a SWAT team raided the homes and arrested Anderson in February of 2010. So there's been some time, for this. It didn't it's been a week and I just don't feel safe. It's, 3 years later and these people are, this place is going downhill.
Wow. Where was she?
Ever since the crack grandma left, things have been going to hell.
Yeah, exactly. It's the exact opposite of what you normally hear, because it's like, the drugs came into town and suddenly everything fell apart. No, apparently the drugs left town and now we're scared to death to walk down the street.
And this is, by the way, an argument for monarchy. And Ryan and I could go head to head on this one all day long, because I am not a fan of monarchy.
Let's hear it.
But in this circumstance, what essentially a drug kingpin is in a given geographic area is the king. Because the king was simply the person that was most able to wield the most swords at any given time. And they took their position by force. They made alliances and deals in order to, keep their position over time. And now with a drug kingpin, that's essentially what they're doing.
Well, yeah, it sounds like maybe there's some stability with a kingpin, right? Like, people aren't competing to be say, hey, this is my block, okay? No other dealers can come around here, right? But once grandma's gone, now there's an opening, there's a market void, and people are kind of competing to fill it.
Well, with the drug kingpin, they have to pay off to some extent. They leech money into their communities mm-hmm. by, you know, payoffs and having to keep themselves afloat because of the police and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I think that there's absolutely, you can make an argument that a neighborhood can be safer that contains a drug kingpin.
Absolutely. I mean, look at this. She housed her entire family, her entire extended family, you know. I mean, they had five houses that all this was going out of. The people, you know, thought everything was fine. I mean, this is a case for the mafia to run things instead of the government.
Well, some people claim that the mafia is preferable to the government, right?
Imagine that guy that came during The Godfather and, you know, he needed some help with the situation. The Godfather says, look, I may not need that favor now, but one day when I come and I need that favor, I want you to remember. You know, and I don't, obviously, not the person to quote this, but that was the general gist of it, and that's kind of how things were. Now, essentially, we're all the king. We all order everybody else around and tell everybody else what to do, and it's not the greatest system in the world. I would argue it is superior to a mad monarch, which certainly can happen, especially in the days of old when mental health issues weren't treated very well, but...
Yeah, well, but I mean, all right, a mad monarch, it's just as easy to get, which we have, mad politicians in a democracy.
They're disincentivized. They have perverse incentives. They're not necessarily crazy in a chemical sense.
Oh, I don't know. I think when you want to, like, be in charge of other people's lives, I think you've got a problem.
Maybe they're twisted. I don't know.
Well, you know, I want to read real quick a couple of the neighbors or people in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
One of them, I miss Teresa, I really do, said Deborah Walker, who has lived on Deschler for more than 9 years. When Anderson was in control, I actually felt safer. Now my place has been broken into.
Wow.
Another neighbor said...
Grandma would have had that thief offed.
Yeah. Or she was supplying him with crack.
Rubbed him out.
Cheap enough that he didn't have to steal.
Yeah. Or another neighbor said Anderson's old turf has been taken over by prostitutes and their Johns.
Wow.
Which, I mean, I don't know if that's... inferior, but apparently they feel that way.
When it comes to, you know, street prostitution, it carries with it all kinds of other problems. Prostitution, simply, it's like saying illegal drugs are good. They're not. They're a big mess. If drugs were legalized, we would see a situation where drugs were significantly safer, dosage, treatment, all kinds of things would go, would be improved. Crime, all these things would improve. And it's the same with the legalization of prostitution.
Yeah. I guess if there are going to be people coming and going all night, you know, maybe. Anyway. Go ahead.
Yeah, they'll be coming and going. So, but she's facing 18 years.
Wow.
She still hasn't yet been gone to trial?
It's
been 3 years she hasn't gone to trial? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, apparently.
Wow.
And she pled guilty. She finally pled guilty, and she's facing 18 years.
I'm curious where she got hundreds of grams of crack per day. How did she keep stocked?
I don't know. She was just taking care of her family. That's all I hear.
Oh, yeah. This is very interesting. What do you think? 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live Sunday show, or bring up anything that's on your mind. Would you like to have a crack kingpin grandma for a neighbor? Free Talk Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, You the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And
oh,
Brian.
No, we're having that problem again with the microphone. You're listening to the live Sunday night show of Free Talk Live with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And freetalklive.com is our website. If you want an easy way to listen to Free Talk Live on your phone, just go to m.freetalklive.com on your smartphone browser. You can get access to Free Talk Live's mobile site and an easy way to stream the show right from your phone.
So I just told you in the last segment how to get some bitcoins. Now I'm going to tell you how to store your bitcoins. The easiest way to do it is to go to blockchain.info, or if you've got an Android or iPhone, to get the blockchain app. Just go there, and you can make a free wallet. That's what they call an account that allows you to store your bitcoins, is because you keep coins in a wallet. And this is the best system for storing, you know, a small amount of bitcoins online. I wouldn't recommend you keep, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of bitcoins in any online wallet. I would recommend some kind of cold storage for that.
Yeah, any online wallet, you really, the good rule to go by is only keep on there what you're willing to lose.
Indeed. It's convenient to use, and that's really the greatest thing about blockchain.info.
Yep, is the convenience.
It's great. You can use it on your laptop. You can use it on your desktop. You can use it on your phone. You can access the same account. All those different ways. Really, really convenient.
Yes, it is.
And it's secure in the sense that, you know, everything's relatively secure, right?
Yeah, like nothing, I mean, you can back secure up your wallet. I mean, every possible measure that can be taken is being taken.
That's right. And so it's encrypted right in the browser. It's a great system. They've got even tools there to allow you to use Bitcoins anonymously. And it's time for you to join millions of other Bitcoin users. Get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info.
Almost half a million users use blockchain.info.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Our phone number here on Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition, is 855-450-3733. You can also call us on Skype. Our Skype name is lrn.fm. And let's go straight to the phones because we have a call from Michael listening in St. Petersburg, Florida. Hey, Michael, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, Stephanie, Brian, and Mark.
That's right.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Three of my favorite hosts.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not kissing up, but...
quit brownism.
Yeah, like that's going to get me anywhere. But seriously, when I don't get a chance to listen live, of all the shows I listen to, I download for podcasts, I always make sure I get the Sunday night.
Yeah, the Sunday night is the most downloaded podcast night, from what I can tell.
Yeah. Well, this is something I've been thinking about from some videos I saw on a YouTube channel called Storm Clouds Gathering. It has to do with the non-aggression principle.
Storm Clouds Gathering? Is this the white supremacist?
No,
that's Storm Cloud.
Oh, no.
Okay, sorry.
I have seen something off of Storm Cloud Gathering, though, but okay. I don't remember what.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're good videos. I think people should check them out that are interested in liberty. One question that I have that I want your opinion on, do you think that the non-aggression principle can be adopted by people of different political stripes? For example,
such as, mm-hmm.
Well, let's face it, we're divided. We've got conservatives, liberals, anarchists, minarchists, anarcho-capitalists, anarcho-socialists. I've heard of this thing called resource-based economists.
Yep. And Stefan Molyneux refers to it as Marxism with robots.
Yeah, I read a little about it on Wikipedia, so I was like, okay, well, I guess it doesn't really work for me, but if that's what you're interested in, then that's fine. But I would think, I like the idea, let me try to rephrase this, I'm a little nervous being on the air, but I guess my question is, even if people are of different political factions, can they at least agree, do you think, that their way of living isn't right for everybody, number one, and number two, that it's wrong to force others into your way of thinking or to get them to agree to laws they never gave their consent to?
Yeah, I think that, so I've used this technique, and I think that this is the most effective technique for getting other people to see your point, the point is of a voluntarist.
It's basically, can I opt out, right?
Right. Well, not just opt out, because people are really married to the idea of governments being attached to land masses. Religions used to be attached to land masses, to some extent still are, but here in the United States, you can have, a Buddhist living across the street from, a Christian living across the street from an atheist, living across the street from a Muslim, and that's all okay. And somehow that, that makes perfectly good sense. But no, governments must be attached to it. They must have a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given land mass. Otherwise, it'll be chaos.
Mm-hmm.
But, we're not that far from religions being attached to land masses. Besides that, I always leave that alone. What I ask is, look, shouldn't... I first lay the groundwork, in the way that any reasonable person would agree. Look, you understand that this isn't the pinnacle of human evolution when it comes to governance. You know that there's something better coming in the future, right? You don't know what it is, and I don't know what it is. So what we do know is that in order to get there to something better, there needs to be innovation. Innovation requires competition and people having the ability to innovate. Doesn't it make perfectly good sense that I and people who believe like me should be able to go somewhere or have some piece of land where we can try our ideas left alone by people who would control us otherwise? Doesn't that make sense, and isn't that reasonable? And they say yes.
Absolutely.
Right, it's completely reasonable.
Yeah.
Now, since every government on the face of the earth currently claims a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in their given landmass, and I want to try something different than that, What I think is a good idea is that I'd be able to take my property and property adjacent with people who agree with me. Maybe we could all buy property in a given area and get a few hundred acres and create our own little libertopia in there. And that the government doesn't mess with us. They don't demand taxes from income taxes from us. They don't demand property taxes from us. Essentially, we operate as sort of an autonomous nation state without the border issue. The same way that Indian reservations operate. These are nations within a nation.
Yeah.
But you don't see border stops there, and we don't have border patrol running around or customs, sticking a rubber glove where the sun doesn't shine or any of those things that go on. And this would be relatively easy. If you want to use our roads, you're going to have to pay a road tax. And that makes perfect. Look, you want to leave? You want to come on the roads? Okay. Road fee. And if you want to use some of these other services, you want to call in our fire trucks for some help, we're going to send you a bill. And those things make perfectly good sense to me. And usually when I have that conversation, I can frame it in that way, I can back off most arch statists. Yeah, about 10% of people need a little bit of shaming. And what I do when I do the shaming is look, these governments, all of them, they're irresponsible. They spend money that they don't have. They've never had. They're always in the red. They're putting our children in debt. They're stealing money from babies. My son's 5 years old. How in the world can you claim, because everything you're spending now, he's going to have to pay interest on. What makes you think that your problems are so important that you can put your debt on a five-year-old? What kind of sicko are you? And, leave the sicko out, because that doesn't, a name-calling never makes any sense. But, that's what you leave people
with. The rest of it works just fine.
Okay, one other question I have. This happens with people when I talk about the non-aggression principle. I don't know if any of you have this, where they don't really apply the principle in a way that, I don't even have to lose it, but the things that you wouldn't even think would really apply. Like, for example, some people say, well, if you really don't believe in aggressing against others, then you should be a vegan. Well, okay, I'm thinking more along, I don't know where they're coming with that, but then, of course, you start talking and they'll want to enforce their veganism, so, well, wait a minute, how is that abiding by the non-aggression principle? Then you're forcing me to eat food or not to eat food that I don't want to.
So I think this is an interesting point. We're going to have to obviously discuss it in the next segment.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind holding on the line, Michael, I'd love to talk more about this with you. Where does the non-aggression principle start and end? I've always found it pretty vague myself. What do you think? 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live.
Are animals covered by the non-aggression principle?
Dolphins are.
We all know how useful bitcoins are, but how can you cash out bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 1,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And so glad you're joining us this evening. 855-450-3733. Does the non-aggression principle extend to animals? What is the non-aggression principle anyway?
That's a good question to answer first.
Yeah, I think we should do that. 855-450-3733 if you have thoughts on that or anything else that's on your mind. Or you can Skype us at lrn.fm. And so Michael actually had to go. He was the caller in the last segment who brought up the question of, first of all, you know, could people of different political stripes sort of subscribe to a live and let live kind of philosophy of, well, you know, like, this is what I prefer for myself, but I recognize that not everybody might want to live under that kind of political system. So would they be okay with maybe, you know, multiple different systems kind of coexisting? And yeah, I think there are lots of people who would be okay with that. And in fact, I've even heard some of the resource-based economy people, like the Zeitgeist people, kind of say, yeah, this is all totally voluntary. We don't want to force anybody who doesn't want to be in a system like this to have to be in it.
I've heard them say that too, and generally central planners have been traditionally throughout history very bad at sticking to whatever early campaign promises they make.
If you can force someone to be in your system, you don't have to make it good so that they want to be there.
That's really, really what it comes down to. There's always been these arguments between, and I'm of the opinion that nobody's an anarchist. People will call themselves anarchists, but I believe that libertarians arguing with socialists about who's an anarchist is a monumentally bad idea. However,
anarchists unite. All you have to lose is your hyphens.
I agree.
So the anarchists arguing with each other about, you know, the future seems really dumb to me. You know, so you have these anarcho-capitalists saying that, you know, in the future, contracts will replace laws and this kind of thing, and the others, you know, you'll have anarcho-socialist types, black and reds, claiming, well, you know, that, you know, property is theft and, you know, these kind of things. So they'll go back and forth, but I don't see how any socialist communal system is tenable in a world where people can be motivated by profits and doing better for themselves. To me, it just doesn't seem tenable. So either those organizations are going to dry up and blow away like most communes do here in the United States, or they're going to have to arm up and force people into their systems. That's my opinion.
I know families are a lot like communes in some ways. On
families,
a very small scale.
Yeah, families are communes on a very small scale, and they're very successful. However, can you replicate that? Because it hasn't been replicated and upsized very successfully in this country.
Yeah, maybe they don't want to replicate it on a larger size, though.
When you have a situation where people are driven together by need, you take the Shakers, for instance, that's a commune, and it exists. And the Shakers existed for decades in the 19th century in the United States.
That whole not reproducing thing because sex was banned didn't work out so well for them, though.
I don't think that really played anything into the dissolution of the Shakers, though.
They dissolved before they died out? I thought they went extinct.
Basically, the men left with the Industrial Revolution. In the Industrial Revolution, jobs could be had, and you didn't have to just kind of make it through a subsistence situation.
And sex could be had.
Couldn't
be in the Shakers.
Yeah, and, you know, it's an issue. So you had fewer men staying, and then at some point or another, the Shakers were all women, old women, living on property that had been paid for and was perpetuated. I mean, they had money, so much money, that they actually had foundations taking care of these women. They weren't doing the labor that the Shakers had. Anyway, that's a Shaker lesson. It's not a commune lesson. so anyway, I tend to think that these issues would resolve themselves in the future. We were asking about, do animals have rights?
First of all, sort of like foundational to that is, what is the non-aggression principle? And let's have a really clear definition, because sometimes it gets a bit vague. Like, I think the non-aggression principle is like the classic definition that you hear a lot in libertarian circles is, thou shall not initiate force or fraud, right?
Yeah, that's basically it, is do what you say you're going to do by the time you say you're going to do it. If not, make good. Don't harm other people. If you do, make good.
Right. But then you get to the point of, well, okay, what exactly defines harm? Is a nasty word harm? Is a punch harm? Is a gunshot harm? Is a gunshot harm if it doesn't hit the person? is a threat harm? And you get all these different situations, and people disagree about what exactly counts as far as the non-aggression principle goes. Right.
Right. I mean, you know what? It isn't the easiest thing to deal with.
Right.
I mean,
yeah. And do animals fall under the non-aggression principle? Are words part of the non-aggression principle? I think we've had that discussion on the air before. Like, if somebody says something to you, can speech be aggression? Right.
I don't think speech can be aggression unless it's a threat.
Well, what's a threat?
Well, I agree that it's entirely vague at that point. That the most ardent adherents to the non-aggression principle say, if there is no victim, if you cannot demonstrate harm, then you don't have a claim. But I contend,
well, a lot of them also say, well, you shouldn't wait for the person to shoot you; you should shoot them first. If you think they're gonna,
I suppose. But in that opinion, you know, yeah, I guess. I mean, you know, and that really comes down to, do you feel threatened? Obviously, a person pulling out a gun and shooting somebody feels threatened. But because you feel threatened doesn't mean that I have, you know, leveled a threat. But I think that if I'm driving my car directly at your car and you're in the correct lane and I'm in the wrong lane, that I'm threatening you. Even if I play chicken and I yank the wheel over at the last moment and get out of the way, it's going to cause you to do things, and that's a real problem. So I think threats are an interesting netherworld inside of the non-aggression principle.
I think the non-aggression principle has a real problem, and animals show it, show what the problem is. And that is like, okay, the idea of taking it to the level of, let's just say all it is that, you know, as long as you don't threaten me, as long as you don't aggress on me, you know, I won't use force or whatever. Like the idea that, well, then you shouldn't go hunting. We would have to, if the non-aggression principle was such this grand universal law that we should all follow, then we would have to stop every bear. We would have to stop every wolf. We would have to stop because they're aggressing on the next lower, you know, animal on the food chain, and it just keeps going and going and going. And eventually, we would just have to completely eliminate life on this planet if we took the non-aggression principle to its logic, quote unquote, logical conclusion.
And you could. I want to get into the whether or not eating meat is aggression.
Well, could we hold that thought for a minute because we do have a call on the line. Let's bring Ronnie in Utah here on the line real quick. Hi, Ronnie. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. I do appreciate you letting me get on your show. I do appreciate you. I'd like to listen to your show every now and again when I got a minute. But anyway, I just wanted to listen, just give you a quick point. I just want to talk regarding to the government shutdown, and maybe you'll agree with my opinion or you won't. But irregardless, I mean, I'm only listening to your side, but to me, the people in this country that elect these officials, whether it be your Congress or your president, and you can take it however you want, because, I mean, I'm 56 years old, and I might not be the brightest guy in the world, but, to me, these people in this country are so stupid and dumbed down, they wouldn't know the difference when the sun comes up and the sun goes down. And to me, I think we're going to see a depression we've never seen before. And they're going to have to feel the effects of it. These people are so dumbed down in order to wake them up. You can give me your opinion on them, but that's...
Do you think this depression is going to come because of the government shutdown?
Well, I'm not saying it's going to come because... It could, of course.
Okay.
It got government shutdown and debt-related. And you know, anytime you elect people that has an agenda that tries to ruin your freedoms and liberties and trash the Constitution and turn around and have a socialist agenda, and you got 51% of the population that's willing to take these freebies, what do you think the result's going to be? You tell me.
I think that if you have more takers, have more takers than you have producers, you've got a real problem.
Well, that's what we got.
Agreed.
So what do you think you can, what are you going to do about it, Ronnie? I mean, what do you think can be done?
What are you going to do? Okay, what are you going to do about it? Just like I had said, I think that the only way that you're going to, the only way that anybody can do anything about this point in time, the way these people up there are so stupid, they don't know when the sun comes up, let alone come down, is they're going to have to feel the effects of it, what a depression is.
How do you think that's going to convince them? I mean,
you don't have much faith in.
How are you going to convince them? How do you convince somebody?
I don't know.
That they're getting freebies. You tell me.
Yeah, indeed. It sounds like they're convinced by the freebies. Thanks, Ronnie, for calling in tonight. I always wonder when people say everybody's so stupid, except me.
Well, that's what everybody's thinking.
I think that everybody is stupid when it comes to controlling other people's lives, but they're the smartest person when it comes to controlling their own.
Hear, hear. What do you think? 855-450-3733. Are people dumb? This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday show.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with Life Watch. Dial 800-522-8286.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.